Mr. Jenkins on 9-0.
Good. It's about time you all to get up and allocate 2 or 3 hours to something that you know I'm very much against. I've been trying to keep these little Penhorn ambassadors out of here ever since I've been in here, and to come in here and present it to you do, it just gets in the newspapers, and all this will be in the paper somewhere, either be in a Haddad story or a Kiker or somewhere, and Washington Post. I think if y'all got any recommendations like that, then write them down and give me a memo from you or from Bundy, saying that this is what you'd like for me to do. I've got plenty to do without y'all finding stuff for me. I wish you'd find something for y'all to do so that I won't have to do it all. That's the big problem. If you look over this list, you'll find out I've seen 100 of them.
Yes, sir, I think, no question.
I'm here, but y'all just to figure out things for me to do. And that's damned easy to say it, but it's pretty hard to do. It's awfully easy now this morning to see Justice Goldberg, but you've got a big bunch of Jews ahead of him that I've got to make speech to. And I don't feel like making it to them. I've got nothing in the interest fund. There's no reason why the president should be seeing them, except we just got lined into it. Then you got good housekeeping at lunch. And you got Eugene Locke and
Dealey. No, that's out. That's out.
What is?
Eugene Locke and Dealey.
What was that?
Oh, it was just a letter that Locke had written to me. I checked it after you talked to me this morning, and I had marked it to go in there, and Moyers had looked on the schedule and put it down to come in, but nobody had ever notified him. They were going to notify him today, and he's not up here, and it was, just a mistake. Shouldn't be on there. I sent it in there to determine whether he ought to come in or not, because I do all letters that ask for an appointment.
Well, you better determine a little of it yourself. What does Locke and Dealey want?
Locke says that Locke came in to see me Friday. He didn't mention this Friday. He was in town. I think he's gone by now. In fact, I know he has. He said that sometime he wanted to bring Joe Dealey by because Joe Dealey was quite different from the old man, and the paper was quite different, and he thought it'd be worth a few minutes to encourage him. And I said, well, someday we'll do that. In the meantime, I'd gotten a letter from Locke, which I had forgotten about because I hadn't paid too much attention to it. Because any request for appointment, I just marked it for O'Donnell's office. And in the letter, he'd asked for an appointment, which he didn't mention to me when he saw me. And they had put it on the schedule, but they hadn't notified him, so it's off.
Well, this is embarrassing to me to have to debate five of you, and I just wish
we shouldn't have come
wouldn't
in.
Happen that
we,
way.
We shouldn't have come
I just wish
in.
That you'd write me a little note and say, we've decided that we'd like you to see all the ambassadors of Latin America again. You just saw them last month, but we think that that's going to be the answer to all the foreign problems. And I think if you start seeing one ambassador, I don't know how you're going to avoid the other 113. I just honestly don't know how.
I agree with that.
I don't know how you're going to say that you're willing to see the ambassador from Germany. Hell, I've had 4 state meetings and I've been in here 60 days. I've had all kinds of meetings with them, and every one of them had their picture made with them and sent back home. I just don't understand it. It looks like to me that one article on foreign policy, of course they're going to make foreign policy issue. If we could find out how to handle Vietnam or what to do about Cuba or how to handle the Republican National Committee or what to do with these mean newspapers, maybe we'd know how to answer it. But this is no more answer to it than it is for us to see all the reporters about Bobby Baker. As I see it, I don't see what mileage we get. Suppose they did go out and say Johnson's seen 80 African ambassadors.
I agree that 2 hours is too much. And already said so in here, and I think they started out with 2 hours because they were going to want to cut down. I had just gotten into the meeting very late because I had Frank White in here with me. And
did you tell him how we felt?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
He said he was sorry. He'd take a look at his that we felt that way, and sorry because he thought Bob had generally done a pretty good job, and that he'd take a look at his various districts, and says all the places were full, but there might be some switches around made. And he's going to talk to him again tomorrow when he comes in, when he comes in to see you, along with all the others. You're going to stop by my desk a minute.
Now, am I supposed to speak to them tomorrow or something?
That's what both Bob and Frank have told me, so I'm sure it must be something that's on the schedule. I have not checked it with the people here, so it must be something that
Well, now, did you talk to Ken about checking this with me and showing what a mistake is made here?
I did. Not about this one, because he didn't handle it. It was handled
by... Bill Moyer put it on?
Yes, sir. But I will talk to him about the general situation, but I didn't mention this one to him.
Well, I sure would, so we'll know again. Now, what about the good housekeeping? Are they coming?
I don't know, sir. I'll find out.
They're on the list, so I guess they are.
I'm sure they must be.
Okay.
Yes, sir.